light.
Thank you.
Been a church on this site for 350 years, and we think that is something worth celebrating, so we say together. We are Kingston United Reformed Church. We celebrate our diversity of worship and freedom of relationship with the state. With the whole Christian Church, we will follow Jesus. We will serve Him in our community and in our daily lives. Jesus says, "Come away and rest a while. You who were once far off have been brought near." And Jesus looked at the crowd and he was moved with compassion, for he felt that they were people without a shepherd. So he said, "The King of Love, my shepherd is..."
Thank you.
Let us join to pray. Let us pray. And the Lord says, come away and rest a while. Gather us in, Lord, as we wait upon your word. Be among us and touch us with your love. Lord God, you lead us as a shepherd leads the flock. Gather us in the fold. Teach us to trust you, to listen to your word, so that we would move beyond fear and be able to journey as your disciples, those who call confidently on your name. We ask that you would forgive us for those times when we haven't listened to your voice, when we have ignored your call. Forgive us for those times when our actions have caused other people pain or sadness. Forgive us when we have failed to speak up your truth. Forgive us for those times when we haven't stopped and listened. Lord our God, forgive us. We thank you, O God, that you know us as we are. You meet us in our distress, and you, O God, will make us whole. Speak your word of peace to us, O God. Amen, Lord Jesus. Amen. Say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, she is still hanging on. Oh dear. The only woman in the place who isn't glad the sun shining. Sing along with me, hallelujah. Sing along with me, hallelujah. Sing along with me, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing along with me, hallelujah. Sing along with me, hallelujah. Sing along with me, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Excellent. So this week, is it. It. And this time next week, things will be very different. And who knows what it will take, but for some people, it will be, come on, you've seen the bunting. You can't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. You wouldn't, I know some people would like not to know what I'm talking about, but you all know what I'm talking about. What am I talking about? The Olympics. We're going to work on a story today, which is about how the crowd swamp Jesus when the apostles come back and they want to tell their story. They want to tell him what's been going on. For some people, their story is going to be about they did it. They trained all that time and they did it. Well, we come to the end of the week and think, yeah, we did it. Nobody's going to give us a medal. Well, very few people are going to get medals. And for all the athletes, we hope that by the end of the week they can think, yeah, I tried my hardest, I did my best, as for us. So let's pray for them before we sing. So let's pray. In the crowds, in the noise, be with all the athletes and all those people who are coming, and help everybody this week to be able to do their best. And us too. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Right, up again. You know the tune I've sung it to you? Sing and clap your hands, hallelujah. Sing and clap your hands, hallelujah. Sing and clap your hands, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing and stamp your feet, hallelujah. Sing and stamp your feet, hallelujah. Sing and stamp your feet, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing and shout.
His own body, he broke down the wall that separated them and kept them enemies. He abolished the Jewish law and its commandments and rules in order to create out of the two races one new people in union with himself, in this way making peace. By his death on the cross, Christ destroyed their enmity. By means of the cross, he united both races into one body and brought them back to God. So, Christ came and preached the good news of peace to all, to you Gentiles who are far away from God, and to the Jews who are near to him. It is through Christ that all of us, Jews and Gentiles, are able to come into one spirit, into the presence of the Father. So then, you Gentiles are not foreigners or strangers any longer. You are now fellow citizens with God's people and members of the family of God. You too are built upon the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets, the cornerstone in Christ Jesus himself. He is the one who holds the whole building together and makes it grow into a sacred temple dedicated to the Lord. In union with him, you too are being built together with all the others into a place where God lives through his Spirit.
The second reading from the Gospel according to Mark has the story of the apostles returning. They've been sent out as disciples, they come back as apostles, been sent out, and they return from their mission to tell Jesus about their adventures, all completely reasonable. But the crowd crash in, and then the crowd crash in again. And despite the need of Jesus and the disciples to rest, Jesus sees the crowd and is moved, not with irritation, which I suspect would be our natural way, but with compassion. Sue Watts will read this passage to us. The two gospel readings, the two bits, go around the story of the feeding of the 5,000, which is the set text, not Mark but John, that we will look at next week. The issue of crowds and the pressure that they bring, the demands of all that could be done. Jesus must have found it heartbreaking to be in a crowd when he was aware of all the needs of the people, and aware also of the the reality of his choice to be limited physically. The disciples now have returned and they've got things they want to tell, stories, they want to talk about what's happened, and the crowd presses in and Jesus says, come on, let's get apart, let's just have a bit of time together. And two things come into play. They've given out a lot of energy, teaching. They needed time apart to recharge. Not so that you can be filled and be a luxuriously well-filled Christian, but that so that you can be refreshed in your call to service. Equally, we all need physical rest. The apostles needed it too. And part of the message of it must be to be mindful of our own physical health and strength. Are you sleeping enough? There is a value for asceticism. There is a value for that. But I would suggest to you, it's not about unconscious neglect of yourself. It's about a choice at various times. So for example, you could be a person who decides that you're going to fast. That's a different choice from you didn't have time to eat. And I am aware of the fact that for some people, sleep would be a lovely thing if it weren't for the fact that people call in the night. But are you sleeping enough? Are you eating appropriately? So maybe for some the treatment is to make an appointment with yourself, to sit down and to reflect on your whole self. And for some people, that will mean that you need to stop and you need to do some sort of audit. And the only way it's going to happen is if you force it into your diary. Make an appointment like you would make any other appointment. Stop and look. And of course, it's all very well for Jesus and the apostles. It's all fine and dandy for them. Because all they've got is a crowd of people around about them. They haven't got the beep, 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 of their phones and their texts coming in. They haven't got that. And there's nothing ruder than a telephone that shouts. Because the telephone does shout, talk to me, talk to me, beep, 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 talk to me, and most important, talk to me. While you're eating your dinner. So Jesus decides that the thing to do is to take the disciples apart, but the crowd press in. And he is not irritated, but is moved by compassion for these people. And so Jesus says, right, come on, let's go somewhere else. Let's go to a lonely place. And when they get to the lonely place, it's no longer a lonely place because the crowds have come. And Jesus has one emotion, and that is compassion. The challenge for all of us in our life ministry is this. What comes to us more naturally? Irritation, compassion. Is your compassion strong enough? Your compassion for another human being strong enough to wash away your irritation like a wave on the shore. So enough. Jesus withdraws to pray. In this little tiny, these two tiny verses we get, three times Jesus trying to get prayer. The effort of the man to pray, to be apart, and again the people arrive, bringing the sick. And Jesus goes from crowd to crowd, individual and individual. He doesn't go to pray to escape, he goes to pray so that he can be equipped. It's not indulgent, it is so he can serve. Prayer is about being renewed for ministry. Prayer is not being some super egotistical, I'm so marvellous Christian. It is, what resource, what other resource have you got? Who the hell do you think you are? What other resource have you got? So for Jesus, there's an interesting distinction between the apostles who've been sent out and done all this amazing healing, casting out demons, whatever that means, and they come back and they want to talk to him, and then you've got the crowd who are all these people with all their needs, making themselves known. Who's in? Who's out in that? And then in the Ephesians reading, you also have the same problem of who is in and who is out. And some people are saying, well, if you've been through these particular sets of rites, then you're in. And the writer of the letter is saying, nah, it doesn't work like that. Now you could argue, if you're being a bit naughty, you could argue that that sort of Jewish idea that says, if you are circumcised, you are in. If you're circumcised and you follow the way of the law, you are in, and if you do not, then you are out. That is actually more honest than what we Christians do. Because we say, yes, 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 everybody's in, come in, you're all welcome, everybody's in, but actually, we're not going to talk to you. We're only going to be interested in you if you're like us, or if we can make you like us. And we definitely, definitely, definitely are not going to let you set our agenda.
Pray, reflect, listen.
on going. And I know that some people think, oh, what a pain in the neck that is. I'll just get on with all the stuff. I've got so much to do. I know that to be true. But you can't be as efficient. You can't do as much. It just doesn't work like that. You need that time of spiritual input so that you can actually do more. It's not a quick fix. It's not an instant solution. It's a lifetime's journey. It's about where your nourishment comes from to be able to keep on going. Overwhelmed. All these people, all these needs, all this stuff I could do. How am I going to work it out? How am I going to do how do I know what to do? You need to do the good you can. Do the good you can. How do I know what the good is? Well, guess what? That gets us back to the time to draw, to reflect, to be silent, and to pray. When it gets too much, we remember that Jesus, who looks at the crowd in compassion, looks at us in compassion too. Let us be still. Lord Jesus, make us gentle. Lord Jesus, help us listen. Lord Jesus, touch us with your love. In your name we pray. I lift my eyes to the quiet hills, he goes to say. Thank you. Let's join to pray. Let's pray. Let us pray for all the crowds that will be in London. In the UK, from this week. Athletes, spectators, supporters, family members, help them at the end of it to have enjoyed themselves. Help them at the end of it to have done their best. Let's pray for those in the Metropolitan Police, other security services who have responsibility to care for the crowd. Keep them focused, Lord Jesus. Keep all these people safe. Pray for those who are working in the shops and cleaning, those in the administration, those in the management of the whole thing, the starters, the umpires, the referees, the volunteers who will drive, all those who will care for the crowd. Medical interventions. And we pray for those that we know at this time who are ill. And for those who come to this country with a heavy burden, give them your peace, Lord Jesus. And for those who are anxious about a family member travelling so far to such a foreign land, give them your peace, Lord Jesus. And for us too. For we also do not know what the week will bring. Give us all your peace. Pray in your name. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our oath. bring in offering to you a single thing we have not first received from you, except perhaps our will to give. Our lives are the real offering, freely given. Bless all that we bring to your use. In Jesus' name. John Cox's rather cheeky choice, I think we'll agree, is Summer Suns Are Blowing. The hymn that your minister can choose in advance. And if you're using a hymnbook, it's number 120.
That God